defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Happy Thanksgiving today. I hope you're enjoying a wonderful day with your family, chilling out a little bit. And actually, I hope you're listening to this tomorrow and catching up, because I don't want you listening to the radio today. I told you yesterday I want you to forget about stuff for a while. But nonetheless, talking with you on this microphone is therapeutic for me. So let's get started on Thanksgiving. We're going to keep it kind of light. And I'm going to talk with you just about some light news, some stuff floating around out there, maybe give you an insight to, as I go through some research over the next few days, maybe some of these things we'll talk about in greater detail on the MonsterCast this coming Sunday. Still don't know if what the guest lineup is going to be, if I'm even going to have a guest lineup. I have a feeling, just a little inkling, that something is going to happen either one way or the other. There's either going to be no guests, or it's going to be overflowing with guests who are dying to talk with us on Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll see how that falls. Today, I tell you, I know a company and some individuals personally. I know these folks pretty well. I've known them for quite some time, and I know they're giving thanks today, because this broke just a couple days ago. I was kind of holding on to this for Sunday, but I thought, wow, what a great story for Thanksgiving. The Supreme Court of the United States finally ends the Brady campaign suit against ArmsList. Do you remember this? Over a 2012 spa shooting. This occurred in Wisconsin. Now, my history with ArmsList goes way back to the very beginnings of Armed American Radio. We've known them very well. They advertised on the show for a while. Then we couldn't hear from them after a bit because they couldn't afford to do anything, because the Brady campaign tried to sue them out of business. Let's go into a little bit of details here. Now, keep in mind, this is going to, it really is a fun story to talk about, because it is a real happy ending here for ArmsList. But nonetheless, it's also a reminder of Supreme Court rulings and how they work or don't work, or if they're rulings at all. And we'll go through some of that. And I also want to go through some of the reader commentary on this, which is quite interesting. But we got to go back to 2012, when a guy bought a gun in a private transaction, who should have never been buying guns, because he was already a prohibited individual. There you go. There's the gun control works, right? In 2012, a Wisconsin man bought a gun from someone else in a private sale through an ad that he saw that was placed on ArmsList at armslist.com. He then took that firearm and shot up a salon where his estranged wife was working. Three people were killed. Do you remember this when it happened? It seems like so long ago, but it wasn't. 7 years ago. I mean, the time just flies right by. But he was already under a restraining order and was prohibited from having a firearm at all anyway. So the Brady campaign sued ArmsList on behalf of the victim's families of this man's murder spree. And that case has been popping around in court, in the Wisconsin court system, just for years. It's been going on. Now, I saw the individuals, the owners of ArmsList. We talked about this at the National Rifle Association show. Mr. Gottlieb and I walked out of the venue with them on the last day of the NRA show. We were talking about the case and the amount of trouble that these guys had been having because of, I say trouble, but just the legal hassle. If you've ever sued or been sued, it's not a place you want to find yourself, ever. I've been in both positions in business over the years, and it's unfortunate. It happens from time to time, but it's a complete distraction, and it's just not a place you want to be. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of money. Puts a lot of pressure on you. You're constantly thinking about it, and it gets a little frightening, because you never know on any given day how a judge or a jury is going to rule. Did the judge have a bad night last night? Yeah, maybe him and his wife weren't getting along, and he's going to take it out on you. How about that jury? A jury of your peers? Are they really your peers? You know, 10 of them live in a place you don't live, and the other two, you don't know where they're from. Right? I mean, is it really your peers? This is a scary situation to find yourself in, particularly a civil case like this, when there's a lot of money at stake, your livelihood's at stake, your business is at stake, possibly. And we have an organization like the Brady Campaign who couldn't care less about crime. All they want to do is sue people and things they don't like out of business. That's why they exist now. But this thing popped around the courts for years and years and years in Wisconsin. It had been tossed out previously by a Communications Decency Act. The court ruled then that Arms List was, quote, functionally no different from any other seller of advertising, such as a newspaper classified section or something in Craigslist, if they were to accept gun-related ads. It's a third-party deal. Arms List is not bringing anybody together. They're just putting the information out there that it's available. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed the suit after a lower court revived it in 2018. I mean, here Arms List thought this was over, this nightmare was over. And then the Brady campaign continued throwing money at it until they found a lower court that was able to revive the case again. So now, after an attempt to revive the suit with an appeal to the United States Supreme Court, because what happened was the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed it after. Let me make that very clear. The Brady's found somebody to take the case again or to bring the suit back up and revive the case in 2018 to revive that suit. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court stepped in and dismissed it afterwards. So what did the Brady's do? Went right to the Supreme Court of the United States. After an attempt to revive the suit with an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Supreme Court this week finally said, no, done. This came from the Associated Press. The Supreme Court won't revive a lawsuit against a firearms website over a suburban Milwaukee spa shooting. The justices rejected an appeal Monday from the daughter of one of three people shot to death by a man who illegally bought a semi-automatic pistol and ammunition from someone he met through armslist.com. This is a complete third-party transaction. You get that, right? Continuing with the Associated Press. The Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed the suit, ruling that federal law protects website operators from liability for posting content from a third party. The state court rejected arguments that websites that enable gun deals must take reasonable care to prevent sales to people prohibited from purchasing firearms. We'll get back to that statement in a second. The Wisconsin shooter was under a court order that prohibited him from possessing firearms. A similar lawsuit filed by a Boston police officer is pending in state court in Massachusetts. So we don't know what's going to happen in the Massachusetts case. We'll keep an eye on that one as it moves through. But let's go back to that statement. The state court rejected arguments that websites that enable gun deals must take reasonable care to prevent sales to people prohibited from purchasing firearms. Why stop there? Let's not just leave it with making them responsible for stopping a prohibited person. What if we applied it to everything to do with consumer products? How about that? Imagine if we did that with people who placed ads, oh, I don't know, let's just say for used cars or for used furniture or any other consumer item out there on the market. Does the individual that takes the ad and puts it out there for other people to see, is that person responsible for, I don't know, a spontaneous combustion of a couch that somebody bought because they saw it on their website? This is the idiocy that what we're talking about. But it took 7 years for this to get through the courts. Satellite radio moment word. I won't do that. 7 stinking years that Arms Room had to suffer under this. Now, I have no idea if there's any recourse for legal fees. I'm sure there's not. But imagine having to go through this simply to prove something that you know is right to begin with. Hey, wait a minute. We're just a website that has these things up there from third parties. Those people have to make the deal. This has nothing to do with us. If that were the case, every website of any with a third party ad for any consumer product could be held liable. You wouldn't have any websites that do this. Imagine, remember ads in the paper? Remember that guy from Phoenix that used to put the, you know, I put one little ad in the paper. Remember that guy? Yeah, I believe he killed himself. Yeah, remember him? He was later the vitamin guy. But those were classified ads in papers. Remember that? We wouldn't have had classified ads if that were the case. So any intellectually honest individual understands what was at stake here. The Brady campaign simply not liking guns, period. Anything to do with guns where we can file a suit and tie them up. And they did it knowing that they could probably bury Arms List with legal fees that would bankrupt the owners, take the money from their families that they eat from. This is the evil of these people. Pure evil. That they will sit around and make decisions. And you know that somewhere in the boardroom somewhere, that conversation was had. Well, let's just file a suit against them and bankrupt them. Forget about the fact that the owners have nothing to do with it. Forget about the fact they didn't do anything wrong. Let's just bankrupt them. One less place for law-abiding people to buy a firearm or to even see a firearm. And we don't care about the owners, and it's their business, and it's their livelihood, and they've sunk everything into it. It's their dream. We couldn't care less. We don't care that they're not violating any laws. We don't care that what they're doing is 100% legal. We don't care that the products that are on there are constitutionally protected. We don't give a crap about any of that. Let's just go after it and eliminate one more avenue for people to buy firearms lawfully. When we come back, I want to go through some of the comments here and talk a little bit about what that means. Is it a ruling? We'll discuss it when we come back. Remember, happy Thanksgiving, back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I hope you're enjoying your day today. Frankly, I hope you're listening to this tomorrow. I'll tell you what, though. I hope you're listening to this instead of watching the No Fun League anymore, the National Football League. Gave up on them years ago. Couldn't care less. Don't know who's playing today. Don't care. So hopefully if it's a choice between that and this, you're listening to me today. Supreme Court finally ends Brady campaign suit against Arms List over 2012 SPA shooting. If you read that on the surface and didn't read anything else, you might think, looks like the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Arms List. But did they? No, they didn't. As we've discussed on the program many, many, many times, the Supreme Court didn't grant cert, which means the Supreme Court denied hearing the case. That means that essentially, because you have to have minimum of four justices agree. Now, keep in mind, the Supreme Court only hears about 1% of the cases that come up. So to get a case heard by the Supreme Court is hard, and it's rare. It doesn't happen that often. That's why the New York case we're paying such careful attention to, I spoke about earlier this week. It's a big deal, and a huge deal for us, in fact. That's why we're watching it so carefully. There are seven other cases that the Second Amendment Foundation has, hopefully, that we'll get some of them granted cert, at least one of them. The Supreme Court needs to tackle the Second Amendment issues that it's been putting off since the McDonald decision in 2010. But nonetheless, let's go back to the fact that the Supreme Court didn't rule on anything. They simply let it stand. We've seen that happen over the past couple of weeks as well. We discussed with cases from the gun grabbers. And every time they get a refusal to hear a case, they claim it's a victory and the Supreme Court ruled in their favor. The Supreme Court didn't rule anything. They simply denied the case. They just put denied on. It's all that gets when you get, nope, denied. Petition for certiorari, denied. Boom. One word. That's it. So one of the comments up here, in fact, the first comment that I can see says, excellent. And hopefully we can expect more sane rulings from the now solidly conservative SCOTUS. Solidly conservative is still up for grabs. You never know what Roberts, you know, Obamacare Roberts is going to do in any given day. Like to think that he's conservative, but we don't know. Be nice to have an extra one rather than a 5-4 we think is solid, a 6-3 we know is solid. That day's coming soon, I do believe. Hopefully we can expect more sane rulings from the now solidly conservative SCOTUS. It's not a ruling. They chose not to hear the case. So what does that mean? That means the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to dismiss it stands. The Supreme Court chose not to rule. Regardless, if the Supreme Court had ruled in favor of the Bradys and Arms List put the case up, would the Supreme Court have taken the case? We don't know. The odds are no, because they only take 1% of cases. If they denied cert, the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision against Arms List would have stood. And the other side would have said, yeah, Supreme Court ruling in our favor. It's not a ruling. They simply chose not to hear the case. In this case, it was in favor. The denial favors Arms List because the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision was in favor of Arms List as the case was dismissed. So there was the sanity is in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But there's an answer to that down below. And I'll read it because it's just good business. This isn't a ruling. It's a denial of cert. So it creates no federal precedent. There weren't at least four justices who thought it was worthy of their time, like 99% of the appeals. Even if the Massachusetts case, which is the cop we talked about earlier, decides the other way, this case is only precedent in Wisconsin state, so there wouldn't be a split in federal districts. So that responder is 100% correct. You do not have a split in the circuits if that's the case. So whenever there's a split in the circuits, in the district courts, those cases tend to get a little bit more likable by the Supreme Court to hear because you've got something. But it just depends on the importance of the issue. When it's a fundamental rights issue like, of course, the Second Amendment, it will probably be heard, but we've had some splits in the decisions in U.S. district courts, federal courts, several of them in many different cases that the Supreme Court has not yet taken. So we're watching. We're keeping our eyes peeled. Hopefully we get some of those cases heard. But that's a great response. And then, of course, hopefully Ginsburg is not going to be there long if she's already sick from American Patriot. And that, of course, referring to Ginsburg being sick lately. Ginsburg, I believe, if you got to believe what's in the paper, she went in for medical treatment. If Ginsburg leaves due to a death or retirement, then you have Trump, of course, able to nominate another Supreme Court justice. And there goes the 6-3. Feel a little bit more comfortable with that 6-3 margin, by the way. And I think if that's the case, you're going to start to hear, the Supreme Court will start to hear more of these incredibly important Second Amendment cases that impact so many people, every single American at the fundamental basic rights level. Somebody else writes in, TP11 says, it's not solid enough yet. Roberts and others occasionally flake. Well, he's right. I just mentioned something about Roberts. One thing I've noticed is that SCOTUS does pay attention to the pulse of the nation when making their ruling. So I believe it's important for us to continue to present a united front in support for restoration of our right to what was originally intended. Of course, the right to keep and bear arms he's referring to. Anything short of that is unacceptable. And that SCOTUS forces the state and local governments to comply with our Constitution as intended. And then they go on to talk about Wisconsin Patriot says it's about time. What a waste of time and taxpayer monies. My only hope is that the Brady campaign has to foot the bill for all involved. They don't, unfortunately. They had to foot the bill for their portion of it. Excuse me, Arms List was, of course, responsible for their legal fees. Arms List, of course, had to shell tons of money out in order to defend against this frivolous suit from the Brady campaign to begin with. What a waste of time. And the commenter is 100% correct. 100% complete waste of time. That was the intention. The Bradys knew it. Let's waste time, taxpayer dollars, on a case we know is going to tie them up. They're never going to see the end of this. We'll bankrupt them before they do. Mission not accomplished, Brady campaign. You failed. Mission unaccomplished. You failed. Repeat that. A stinging, stinging rebuke in a fail to, or in the denial of cert by the Supreme Court to the Brady campaign. Isn't that what they like to say? The National Rifle Association today suffered a stinging rebuke, stinging loss for the Bradys, who in this case have nothing to be thankful for, except for the fact that they're not going to have to turn around and pay somebody else's legal fees in the process. Just a simple evil ideology. Anonymous says, Arms List isn't a manufacturer or dealer, so the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act doesn't apply. That's a great point. They have to foot their own legal bills, so the antis can try to drive them out of business by filing continuous lawsuits. Luckily, criminals buying through legitimate channels are rare, so they'll have to work to find plaintiffs. So that writer is, that commenter is 100% absolutely correct. This is great news for Arms List. Finally, the individuals over there can put this to bed. Maybe we'll bring the owners on the program to talk about it. It's not something we wanted to do while they were going through the case. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Thanksgiving Day, the Thanksgiving Day edition, right? I want to thank, from in the gunbroker.com studios and on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, what are some of the things I'm thankful for today? I'm thankful for you tuning in. I'm thankful for having the ability to do the things I wish to do with this program and with you now, free, to do whatever we want to do as we move into the next decade and continue to explode Armed American Radio. I'm thankful, believe me, for all of my partners who have jumped on board here at Car Arms on this platinum microphone in the gunbroker.com studios, and the individuals and the companies that you hear on this program supporting it. There is more to come. We'll be making that announcement on Sunday. Another new partner for us, corporate partner, we're going to have a lot of fun with. I'm thankful for all of them. Every single one of them, and I'm thankful that you're tuned into Armed American Radio today. It means a lot. Thanksgiving Day, special day across the country. Like I said before, I hope you're chilled out today and doing other things than listening to radios and watching TV. And I hope you take my advice from a couple of days ago and just knock this stuff off for a while. Not necessarily this program, but just this hateful fake news. And I tried this morning to turn on, and I'm going to just go ahead. I tried to turn on Fox, and I heard Terry Bradshaw was on with three of them on the curvy couch. I don't even know who they were. I think one of them was Pete Hegseth. I'm not sure. But all they were doing was talking over each other. After about 60 seconds, it was insufferable. I just shut it off. I couldn't even watch it. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to take my own advice. just turn this garbage off today, not pay any attention to it, right? Spend time with family and chill out. Beautiful day here. I hope you have a beautiful day where you are. Some of you are being buried in snow. I know that. But, hey, that can be peaceful too, right? Sitting around watching it snow like crazy on Thanksgiving. Just stay safe and warm. Gunfreezone.net. You ever visited that site? Gunfreezone.net. I get to it infrequently, but I love their little tag where a redneck Jew and a Hispanic Catholic write about gun rights, self-defense, and whatever else we can think about. Yeah, they've got some really insightful pieces here from time to time. Yesterday, they had one about a mommy blogger. Her name is Gabriella, what is her name? Gabriella Blair, I think. On Twitter, she's known as Design Mom. She's got about 80,000 followers. Ooh, you know. Oh my God, that's, look at what I did with my life. I had 80,000 people on Twitter. This social media is so stupid, I can't stand it. I hope you can't stand it either. Yay. Ooh, did you see my post? Got 117 likes. Wow. Life-changing. Mom blogger, author, thing. It's true, though, man. It's true. I know too many people who are too wrapped up in social media. They just, I mean, come on, get out and live your life. Mom blog author thinks you are more valuable to your children. Dad, I found this fascinating. So I did some exploring. I went over to her website and read some of her garbage about gun control. I'll get there in just a second. But from the perspective of the writers over at the Gun Zone, or gunfreezone.net, mom blog author thinks you are more valuable to your children, dead. So I had to read that one, right? Pro-gun arguments generally follow a pretty consistent three-step script, they say. One, it's my moral right to be able to defend myself from violence and oppression. Two, it's my constitutional right as a law-abiding citizen. Three, I'm not hurting anybody, so blank off and leave me alone, which is very true. That's the old Gadsden, don't tread on me. That's pretty much what that means. That means blank off and leave me alone. Get off my lawn, right? Anti-gun arguments can be endless rationalizations of why you don't need a gun and your rights should be restricted by the government. One common theme of anti-gun arguments are you can protect yourself more effectively with something other than a gun. Now, you don't hear that frequently. You do hear it from time to time from moronic people who don't know anything. You know, said the person who feels they don't need a gun, right? Now, don't take financial information, you know, advice from somebody who's broke, essentially. Every once in a while, according to gunfreezone.net, an anti-gunner will make an argument so ridiculous that you wonder what type of reality they live in. That's a very, very true statement. Here's what Gabriella Blair, the mommy blogger, wrote. But I like the description here. She runs a website and wrote a book about how to be a mom and live in a house that looks like it's being featured in Better Homes and Gardens or Martha Stewart Living. We used to call these catalog homes, as in every room looked like a still frame from a housewares catalog. Now, this woman lives in, of all places, San Francisco, California. She lives in the Bay Area. Ooh. So we're going to get really good advice, constitutional advice, from a San Francisco liberal, right? That's what's getting ready to happen. I can tip it off to you right now. Firearm, I looked away the gun zone, gunfreezone.net phrases. She and her family live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Clearly, firearms use, culture, and politics is an area of her expertise. Political liberal loon from San Francisco is going to give you just good solid advice on your firearms rights and your ownership and your culture, right? She decided to chide gun owners about how they don't need a gun to protect themselves. Here's what she had to say in a Twitter post following a discussion of what was on her blog, and we'll go there in a few minutes. There are far better ways to protect your family than a gun. Get a life insurance policy. I kid you not, and that's what she's got on her tweet. There are far better ways to protect your family than a gun. Get a life insurance policy. Here's, oh my gosh. It was in response to a tweet sent that said, in response to her mommy blog, which we will get to. Our right to own a firearm is also our right to protect our lives, the lives of our own families and children. This is recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States, Gabrielle. You just admitted you value victims' lives over those who refuse to be victimized. That's trash. And she responded, there are far better ways to protect your family than a gun. Get a life insurance policy. I guess Gabrielle Blair doesn't understand how life insurance works, because in order for your family to benefit from it, you have to die. Is that making sense to you? So you can protect your family better dead with multiple times your salary. So the gunfreezone.net says, while my wife receiving my annual salary times blank in a lump sum will make it possible for her to pay off the mortgage and all of our debts, will a big fat check help her bathe the kids and put them to bed at night? Will it make my children's daddy special French toast on Saturday mornings? Will it help them with their homework? I think we're far more to my family alive than dead. Ms. Blair disagrees. Now, I know you see, that's the kind of stuff where you read that stuff and you go, you've got to be kidding me. That can't possibly. Did she really, really read? Did she really say it? Well, she did. And one of the posts, now she's got this website. It's called designmom.com. And, you know, I mean, you talk about, now, if I'm going to go here because I kind of got to. But this is one of those, I know you sound like a liberal, right? Some guilty white person. That's what this is. As if everybody's got this beautiful library. I mean, you've seen it, right? That's what this website is. Like the gunfreezone.net guys described it perfect. 100% perfect. Everybody lives in a Martha Stewart house. Well, you know, not everybody lives in a Martha Stewart house and has a big, beautiful home in the San Francisco Bay Area that's worth far more than it should be because of liberal policies that are crushing the economy. That's another conversation, I know. But here's what her, let me scroll down a little bit here because I had to kind of search for the blog post originally that was mentioned in there. Have you noticed recent mass killings barely make the news? I didn't have to get past the headline because none of them were using weapons that the media has declared have to be banned. That's exactly what I would say. That's exactly what I thought. Have you noticed recent mass killings barely make the news? Well, yeah, sure. That's because your side and your ideology doesn't want to talk about them because it doesn't fit the narrative that you've created, which is a big fat lie. That's why. She says, it's been a while since we discussed gun control. Last week, a shooter at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, killed two people and injured three others. Then over the weekend, a shooter at a party in Fresno, California, killed four and wounded six more. On Monday, a shooting outside of Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma, killed three people. She forgot to mention that one was stopped by a lawfully armed citizen. I guess that doesn't fit her narrative either. She says, I noticed they barely made a blip on social media or in news headlines. Just another week in America. I fear we've all watched gun violence become normalized right before our eyes. No, we've just witnessed the fact that these murders were committed with by people using handguns that don't fit your narrative of how evil assault weapons are. I'll be back right after this to rip this to shreds. Don't go away. Happy Thanksgiving.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the Thanksgiving Day edition in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Let me remind you to take advantage of the fine folks over there at North American Arms, the hat giveaway that they're doing right now. And when you get the free hat, and many of you are emailing me with photos of the hat is super high quality, and it comes really fast. They're getting it to you really quickly, okay? But you get your name on the list, and you're on the list to win one of the two North American Arms that we are going to be giving away, one out of my gun safe for the grand prize winner, and a North American Arms. I haven't decided which one of them yet because I love them all. We'll see. So you can be rest assured if you're the winner, you're going to be getting something very prized to me out of my safe because they're great guns. But then North American Arms is going to match it. How do you do it? Call North American Arms. When they answer the phone, say, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio, you get a free hat and put my name down on the list to win the free gun. They're going to send you a beautiful North American Arms logoed hat, and your name is going to be on the list to win one of those two guns. So two of you are going to win. Obviously, that's not going to work today because, like you, they are not working today. They will be open tomorrow, I believe. If they are, and I don't know, you know, that's, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if they are. Hopefully they're taking the day after off as well. Many of you will be off on Friday also. I will not be. I will be continuing to work, bringing you Armed American Radio. So I'll check with North American Arms tomorrow and find out if, in fact, they are open. If they are, make the call. If not, wait until Monday. We've stretched it beyond this weekend for the giveaway, okay? And that was because the response has been so overwhelming that we want more of you to have an opportunity. And quite frankly, they ordered more hats, so they want to give them out. So go call them. No, I gave you the number yesterday. I'm not going to give you the number today. And speaking of that, I gave the number wrong yesterday. I gave it out three times. And the third time I gave it out, I said 824, I believe, and it's 821. Is that right? I think so. So if you heard it the first two times was right. The third, I couldn't read my own chicken scratch writing. I'm looking at it right now. And you know, but sometimes your brain does that. I looked down, I thought that looks like a four. And because I was thinking of that, I said that the third time I gave out the number because I glanced back down at it. So I apologize. Nonetheless, simply go out and look it up. Go to their website, NorthAmericanArms.com. If you don't want the free hat and you don't want to make a phone call because you're kind of weird that way, some people don't like to make phone calls, to say, hey, I heard it on the radio. If you don't want to do that, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Start exploring the site. About 5 seconds later, you're going to get a little pop-up that says, hey, do you want to participate in the North American Arms Gun Giveaway? Yes, great, let's get started. Boom, off you go, and you're in the list. Thousands of you are participating. I love it. So good luck. Good luck to you if you are participating. Please support the rest of our sponsors as well. Defender Coffee had a nice cup of that this morning. Yeah, the guys at Vault Pro are getting ready to pop on us over here. We're going to do something with them real soon. The gunbroker.com, I'm looking at three range bags over here, brand new in boxes. We're going to pop those out in December, which is, man, starts on Sunday. Can you believe it? All right, let's go back to Mommy Blogger real quick. I repeat, it's been a while since we discussed gun control. Last week, Saugus High, she goes on to talk about Fresno and Walmart. She says, I noticed that they didn't make a blip on social media or news headlines. Yeah, and as I mentioned, that's because they don't fit the narrative you created, the fake lie narrative, the fake news media narrative that you created, that somehow assault weapons are these deadly killing machines, when the vast majority of murders are committed by people using handguns. So they're not going to talk about it. And they're certainly not going to talk about Duncan, Oklahoma, because, my gosh, a concealed carrier with his own handgun drew it on the individual who he was going to put down to stop from harming anyone else after he had just murdered two people, forcing that killer to put his own gun to his own head, which is a beautiful thing. We give thanks for that. We give thanks that this person couldn't harm anybody else because of a lawful citizen, a law-abiding citizen lawfully carrying his own firearm. That's something that we give thanks for on Armed American Radio. So she says, where are you on this issue? Are you still passionately fighting for gun control? Are you still passionately fighting against gun control? Are you exhausted by the gun debate? Have you given up hope of ever getting things resolved? What does that mean? She's not talking about ending crime. She's talking about resolving the ability of you to be able to buy a gun to, no, you can't. That's what she's talking about. She says, and you gotta love this disclaimer that these anti-gunners throw out, right? As you already know, if you've been reading here for a while, I grew up in a gun-loving community and have always tried to be respectful of gun rights. Yes, I wanted to see real and practical gun reforms. She doesn't even know what that is. She'll tell you if you ask her, well, we need to start with universal background checks. We certainly need to have red flag laws, but we've got to start somewhere. That's what you're going to get from her. She's just going to regurgitate the crap from the Every Town for Gun Safeties, etc. That's what they do. But she says, I also wanted the people I love to be able to keep their guns. Last year, she says, my viewpoint changed. I think it was reading the statistics about gun suicides that finally made me realize I can no longer favor the gun rights of my childhood friends over the 100 lives that are lost every day, because somehow the gun rights of her childhood friends are causing the 100 gun deaths a day, which includes suicides. But she's not concerned about the 2,000 people that used a firearm today to defend themselves and protect themselves. What about their rights? You see, these people don't think. It's illogical, and it's also intellectually dishonest. But I guess when you live in a Martha Stewart home in a gated community, you can pretty much think that way, right? You see how much fun we could have with this? See how I took the liberal tack before? It's such a white, you know, that white guilt thing, right? That's what the liberals are always telling us. And here you have this suburban Martha Stewart home. We could go so many different directions here. It's just so much fun, but not enough time. Anyway, here's what she says. And this is the operative phrase. This is what you have to be concerned with, because some people are being reached by that narrative. These days, I would welcome a gun ban. I realize not everyone agrees with me. And then you can go on to read. I don't have to read any farther. She welcomes a gun ban. Oh, she came so close, didn't she, to saying handguns? Oh, we're begging them to say it now. We begged them to say they wanted to ban all assault rifles. That's using their term, by the way. They're talking about modern sport rifles, 2-3. We've been begging them to say it for years. And they finally came out and said it. And then Beto O'Rourke just went off the chain for us and did it and buried them. Now they're going to own it forever in election after election after election, because the entire Socialist Party fell right into line. Even the ones that didn't say anything, that should have said, no, I'm not for that. That's wrong. We have a right to bear arms in this country. That's a little radical. But no, they don't. Now they own it. And as Gottlieb says, now we're going to make them eat it. So now we know what she wants. She came so close, didn't she? That's okay. It won't be long. Sometime during this campaign, somebody is going to start calling for banning all guns. They're right on the cusp. We'll get them to say it. Here's an interesting thing. I'll close out the day today. I was pretty harsh on that moron Eddie Johnson in Chicago, Chicago PD, the top cop. What a joke he is. He's the guy that doesn't get the DUI that you would have gotten because he's the top cop. And instead of getting any field sobriety, when he admits to the mayor that he was drinking and on medications that he shouldn't have been on and was actually caught asleep at the wheel at an intersection that would have had you thrown in the slammer, he got to say, hey, you know, investigate me. All right. Investigate me. I think I should be investigated for this. When what he should have done was taken the rap that we all know he was owed and deserved, and then he should have resigned. But he didn't. He's a liberal Democrat. They all agree with him. Here's one for you in Chicago, Chicago Tribune. This is absolutely beautiful. I missed this, and I just found it today. It goes back to the 22nd. State Representative Curtis Tarver II insisted Friday that he had both a valid firearms owner card and a concealed carry license when he was stopped with a gun inside his car this week, but claimed Chicago police records were out of date, so he was taken into custody and charged with a misdemeanor. Here's the beef here before we have to go. A Democrat, I got to get here before we have to go. I have to get here. Tarver noted that he had been a supporter, that he has always been a supporter of stronger gun control laws. Like many people in Chicago, I applied for a concealed carry license in order to keep myself and my daughter safe. I take considerable efforts to ensure that I am always in compliance with our state's laws following state. Okay for me, not for thee. I'm a strong supporter of gun control. We know what he wants, just what she said in the other story. But it's okay for me. He got popped. We'll find out whether or not it was a clerical error or not. The humor is not lost on me. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay off the TV and the radio, okay? I'll see you on the MonsterCast on Sunday.